Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is your host, Tafwe Naoni, and you're listening to In the Spirit on Blog Talk Radio. My goodness, so much is going on in the world these past few weeks. It is mind-boggling. But before I begin the show tonight, I want to express this disclaimer that all opinions voiced on this program are exclusively those of the person speaking and do not represent the views or opinions of the owner or employees of Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number for the guests is 646-716-5180. And the chat room is also open if you'd like to participate in tonight's episode via the internet. So what I want to talk about today is what's going on in the world. We have so many historical events happening right before our eyes. Like I said, it is so mind-boggling. And it's also fascinating to a certain degree to be able to witness some of the historical events that are happening. We have a man of color running for one of the highest offices that anyone can hold in the United States. And then we have a senior citizen running as well for the same office. How does this relate to Bible prophecy? We're going to find that out later on in a broadcast. Because for us who call ourselves children of God, that is our primary, that's the foundation that we build and structure our lives on, and not what's going on in the world. We can't let the events of the world dictate our lives to us. If anything comes out of everything that's happening right now, one of the pivotal points that we should grasp from all this is our need to draw closer to the Lord God Almighty and develop and strengthen our relationship with His Son. From the time Satan was kicked out of heaven, he had a grudge. He had it out to get God and anybody and everything associated with him. When Satan and his angels fell from heaven, he tried to defeat God's plans and God's people. Thus, the battle began between the good of God and the evil of Satan. And as Satan's time winds down here on earth, his tactics are going to increase. Now, sometimes that sounds a little mythical to some people, you know, because we kind of view Satan as a creature in a red suit, pointed ears, long tail. And that's, you know, the caricature that society has depicted of him. But we're talking about a spiritual element. We're talking about spiritual principles. We're talking about activities that happen in a spiritual, invisible realm, and there are spiritual forces alive and very active today in this 21st century that we are living in, and we need to recognize those spirits for what they really are and from where they really come from, and be it good or bad. The Bible tells us that we know those that are of God by the fruit that they bear. A good fruit will be a good fruit, a good tree will bear good fruit, and a bad tree will bear bad fruit. So you can look at a person's lifestyle pretty much and see how they're living and what kind of fruit is developing as a result of the way that they're living to determine what type of tree you're dealing with. And it's important for us to be discerning and not get sidetracked by a lot of the physical things that are happening in the world today. And I know that's a lot easier said than done sometimes, but it's imperative, again, for us as children of God, as part of the kingdom of God, to be mindful of those fundamental principles and guidelines that are set out for us to live by. Now, we have the first, I believe it's going to be a three-series presidential debate that happened on last night. I'm surprised at how many people didn't listen to it, but, of course, more people than not did tune in to hear what the two candidates had to say. It was interesting when I was reading one of the local newspapers, and, you know, it's a little irritating also. And it's quite typical of the way society views people of color, and it's always such a negative connotation associated with it, regardless of how intelligent that person may be or how prestigious they may be as well. And it includes high-paid actors, athletes, etc. Certain cultures just have a view of these people, and it's hard for them to see them in any other light. And so in this article that I was reading, it mentions the fact that Barack attacked McCain. Now, for those of us that are somewhat intelligent that were watching it, to me, it appeared that McCain was the one doing all the attacking. And as a matter of fact, I was getting a little bit perturbed to hear him keep referring to Barack, Senator Barack Obama, as not understanding. Oh, he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand. He doesn't understand. Excuse me. He's a Harvard Law School graduate. He graduated in the top percentile of his class. McCain, on the other hand, barely made it out with a C average. So I think, you know, the disparity there is definitely unjust as far as McCain is concerned. And I was really surprised also that Barack didn't take that opportunity to reiterate, you know, his credentials and his experience and talk about his experience and how he's qualified and to show McCain, no, I do understand, and this is why I understand. So if anybody didn't understand, I think it was McCain, but it just irritated me that almost he had to have said it at least 15 times. Again, I'd like to give out the number if you're interested in calling into the show. The number is 646-716-5180. And again, the chat room is open if you'd like to join us via the chat room. So how does this relate to the Bible? So we have actually in this world today, we do have two kingdoms in operation. We have the kingdom of God and we have the kingdom of darkness. If you're not a part of the kingdom of God, then you're a part of the kingdom of darkness, and Satan is the ruler of the kingdom of darkness. So we can associate anything that's negative, anything that is not of God, we can safely say that it's more than likely associated with the kingdom of darkness. So the Bible, again, is our guidelines for us to follow, and it also tells us of events to come, events that happened in the past that we can use to compare to things that are happening today. God tells us that we should be able to discern the signs of the times. That's why I wanted to do this show today from a spiritual perspective more so, because it's important for us to realize and to recognize what's happening right now and what's about to be ushered in as it relates to what's outlined in the Bible. Many scholars believe that the Antichrist will arise from the European Union, which is the revived Roman Empire. The Antichrist will come to world prominence when he affirms a peace pact between Israel and her Middle Eastern enemies. The influence of the Antichrist will be widespread throughout the world as he works to establish a one-world global government, and keep that in mind. A one-world cashless financial system. Now, we've already seen that happen when they started, when they implemented the debit cards a couple of years ago. That was the beginning of it, of Bible prophecy being fulfilled. And also, they're trying to establish a one-world sham religion. Keep all these points in mind. So anything at this present time which attempts to unify the world in government, a financial system, a religion serves to prepare people to accept the ultimate global power scheme of the Antichrist during the tribulation. And there are several scriptures in the Bible, obviously, that confirms this. You know, we got Genesis 3:15. Daniel talks about it a lot. Daniel 8:23-25, Daniel 11:36. And actually, let me read that one. And I really like what it's saying in Daniel 11:6. So if you want to go ahead and get your Bibles, if you don't already have them, I want to go ahead and read this from Daniel, because I don't want to just give out scriptures and not read them so you can kind of understand where we're going with this. So let's start with Daniel 11:6. And at the end of some years, they shall join forces, for the daughters of the king of the south shall go to the king of the north to make an agreement, but she will not retain the power of her authority, and neither he nor his authority shall stand. But she shall be given up with those who brought her, and with him who begat her, and with him who strengthened her in those times. And then in 11:36 it reads, then the king shall do according to his own will, and he shall exalt and magnify himself above every god, shall speak blasphemies against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the wrath has been accomplished. For what has been determined shall be done. And in 37 it says, he shall regard neither the God of his fathers, nor the desires of women, nor the regard of any god, for he shall exalt himself above them all. And that sounds like, who does that sound like? That sounds like Satan, right? So Satan is not some character running around the earth in a red suit. He's disguised. His spirit is what's controlling the physical world. And his spirit, people, how can I put this? People are under the influence of his spirit, again, when they don't serve and worship the Spirit of God. So, and Jesus also told in Matthew 24:7, I believe, 7 and 6, Jesus talks about that there's going to be wars and rumors of war. And all of this is going to tie together. Just bear with me. Jesus foretold of wars and rumors of wars and terrorism prior to his return on earth. And Jesus is teaching the Greek word ethnos has been poorly translated as nation. Now, I want to stop there for a minute and go back to what he was saying about the translations in the Bible. And that's by design. If you get a Bible, let's say, from 20 or 30 years ago and compare it to the Bibles today, so much of the context has been distorted and a lot of the meaning was lost during the interpretations of these different Bibles under the guise of making the Bibles easier to read for people and easier to understand. However, we are not supposed to understand it on a physical level, on a mental level. We're supposed to let the Holy Spirit, because the Word of God is inspired by the Spirit of God. God breathed life into His Word, into the Bible. And so it's the Holy Spirit that interprets the Bible for us. That's why it's important for us to stay in the Word of God. I'll say this to the new babes in Christ. Even if you don't understand it on an intellectual level, that's okay, because that's part of the process of growing and developing in the Spirit. You have to stay in the Word of God, because the Spirit that's connected, that's associated with His Word, will work through the Spirit of God that's inside of you. So whether or not you understand what you're reading, just keep on reading it, and then get other resources to help you understand it. You know, other books about a certain topic that you're interested in learning about. We have to have all of these resources and use them together and spend the time to study the Word of God. Just like you go to school, you'd spend time to study whatever that topic is that you're trying to learn about. If you want to know about God, you have to stay in the Word and you have to study it. You can't just pick it up and read it. I mean, that's a good start. You're picking it up and you're reading it. That's a good start, but don't let that be it. If you're serious about learning, you have to utilize all the resources available and spend the time to study the Word of God. And then that happens over time. I mean, start out just picking it up, reading one or two or three sentences if that's how you need to get started. But then that will, over time, increase, and you'll find yourself reading and studying and wanting to, because your spirit will start getting fed. Your spirit will start getting fed, and the spirit will start growing up in you and requiring more and more and more of the Word. And the more that you consume of it, the more the spirit will be able to operate through you and use you. And the more of the Word of God you get in you, the less of the world you'll have in you. And that's the whole point, so that your mind can be transformed and renewed. And then once you get your mind renewed, then you'll fully understand and comprehend what the Spirit of God is all about and what your mission and purpose is to fulfill God's purpose and His mission on this earth. Because we're going to need to be strengthened. I'm telling you, we're going to need to be strengthened and prayed up for these next couple of years that's coming ahead that we're about to deal with. So since World War II, there has not been a single day free of international war, civil war, or terrorists somewhere in the world. I mean, that's just been going on for ages. In the Bible, they were fighting like crazy everywhere and killing people for territory, for power, you know, sort of like the same thing that's going on today. And the September 11th attack on the United States was likely only the beginning of terrorism to be inflicted upon America. And that was one of the questions that the moderator of the debate was asking them also. Do you think there's likely to be another attack, a terrorist attack on America? And that's a real threat that we have to acknowledge and be ready for. So, according to what we just read, Satan has an agenda, and he will use people to fulfill that agenda. And I would like to acknowledge the presence of, and I'm going to take a risk here, and I'm sure I'm going to pronounce it wrong, but I'll just spell it J-U-Z-I, Uptown. Thank you for joining us in the chat room. I appreciate your presence tonight. So the question came up the other day, do you think we're in the last day? Well, you know, they thought they were in the last day when Christ was on earth. You know, I'm not going to go out on a limb and say, yeah, we're living in the last days, these are the last time, things are getting ready to wind down. But I think one age of this universe is closing out, and we're on a cusp of another age spiritually. I was telling one of my friends the other day, we were talking, and it's like you can just feel something spiritual happening in the universe right now. You know, you just feel, if you're spiritually in tune, you feel the spiritual forces looming, and the battle is about ready to begin. And we, again, need to be ready. And if we're not, we are going to be in trouble. We really are. And we are, I do believe, we are witnessing Bible prophecy being fulfilled in our time today. So one of the agendas of Satan and his imps is to establish a one world order, a one world economy. And that's actually happening. We don't hear a lot about what's happening in the European Union. The media doesn't advertise that a lot. They don't report on that. And partly, you know, the media gets a lot of bad hype, but and there's some good media and there's some good independent media sources out there. And those are kind of what we have to look to sometimes, because you have to kind of be able to read between the lines. Because the media, you know, they still have an accountability to the government, and they are still regulated. So they have a responsibility to report things at a certain level. But the independent, and that's why I thank God for the vision of Alan Levy, the owner of Blog Talk Radio. It's an independent media source, and it's given people the opportunity, you know, to express themselves, the freedom of expression. And so we have to, again, like when we're studying to show ourselves approved, we have to utilize all these different resources, and we have to sort of, in the physical, read between the lines of what the media is projecting, the propaganda that's being put out there, and be spiritually in tune and utilize other independent sources to enhance what we're hearing so that we can make informed decisions. And so I'm sure a lot of you have heard about it, but like I said, it's not a lot of coverage in press in the United States about some of the things that are going on in these other countries, and one of which is the European Union and the World Economic Forum that goes on every year. And the group that holds this forum every year is considered the Trilateral Commission. And the Trilateral Commission consists of political and economic elites of the United States, Europe, and Japan. And that encompasses 200 heads of states, government ministers, bankers, directors of multinational corporations, economists, and the general meeting, like I said, is held every year behind closed doors, needless to say, and the meeting this year was held, guess where? In Washington, D.C., this year on April 25th. Now, the timing of this $700 million bailout is a little suspicious. $700 million bailout. Trilateral Commission, World Economic Forum, the end of, remember we talked about the end of one age and the ushering in of another age. And so, from what I understand, the guidelines for global politics, the guidelines that they publish, which is called a framework for globalization of markets, energy policy, international finance, and economic liberalization. They also cover international crisis and war, the management of those that oppose them, and placing limits on democratic excesses. Now, let's go back to the debate. What I kept hearing over and over and over from McCain is that he wants to control government spending. I want to control government spending. We got to, every time Jim Lehrer asks a question, what are you going to do about the bailout? Because the president, whoever takes office in January, is going to have to deal with the residual effects of this bailout. What do you plan to do? What are you going to give up in order to deal with this issue? McCain, we got to cut government spending. That sounds like a familiar phrase. No implication there, of course. So controlling government spending is one of the agenda on one of the guidelines for the global politics of the world, for the formation of this one world economy. Now, I was reading an article that was dated September 21st in the WorldNet Daily, and the author of that article was Jerome Corset, I believe. And he reported that on this past Wednesday, finance chiefs of 5 of the 6-member oil-rich Gulf Corporation Council approved a proposal to create a monetary union as they move toward adopting a single currency. What did you witness about our currency over the last 2 or 3 years? Look a little different to you? Did it look a little international? If any of you have seen foreign currency? And did they make a big announcement about the currency? Well, at first they did, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I think, when they started changing maybe the $20 bill. But when that $5 bill came out, that was a whole nother ball game. And if you look at the money today, like I said, it definitely looks like foreign currency to me. And so he goes on to say in this article that 5 states in this compact have agreed, okay, you might want to hold on to your seats for this one, they have agreed to set 2010, I'll repeat that, they have agreed to set the year 2010 as a target date for the creation of a monetary union and the adoption of a common currency. I'll let that one, I'll give you a few seconds to let that one sink in. And I'll give out the number if you'd like to call into the show. The number is 646-716-5180. Is that scary or not? Here's something else for you to think about. Belgium is on fire, not literally on fire, but they are so intent upon grabbing every aspect of individual information. They want to know, they want to be able to track every single thing. I said Belgium, it's in Brussels, I'm sorry, of personal information on citizens. In an article that was published in a United Kingdom paper, the report states that out of a group of that's associated with the European Union came this report called The Shape of Things to Come, and it outlines a 5-year strategy. And that strategy consists of a plan to cooperate with the United States on extremely controversial techniques and technologies of surveillance and enhanced cooperation. The report quotes the European Council of Ministers document on justice and security, which declared every object the individual uses, every transaction they make, and almost everywhere they go will create a digital record. The implications of this statement is breathtaking. Across the European Union, governments have or are adopting national laws for the mandatory retention of everyone's communication data, all forms of communications, phone calls, faxes, mobile calls, including locations. Mobile phones are equipped with GPS systems now. They always give you a nice advertisement as to why, to justify why they're putting these spying devices. I even read somewhere that they're putting GPSs in sneakers. And this is supposed to be implemented effective 2009. Is that next year? So all of that leads us to, how does all that relate to the debate? Well, the bottom line is, regardless of who is in office, God is still in control of everything. And as long as we stay connected to our source and stay tuned in to the Spirit of God, we don't have to be afraid of what's happening in the world today. You know, McCain talked a lot about, the financial decline, the collapse of all these financial institutions on Wall Street, and how all these big CEOs got rich, and the result of predatory lending on innocent people, and now we have to bail them out because they got caught with their hands in a cookie jar. So the bottom line again is that, as long as we're tuned into the Spirit of God and stay connected to our source, we don't have to be afraid of what's coming down. Everything is outlined for us in the Bible. And as long as we stay in the Word of God and we know what's going to happen, we have to govern ourselves accordingly. And that means that for some of us, we have to cut back. We have to manage our own lives and our own affairs, because as we see, if we put our trust in these government institutions and these corporations and these politicians, they're only out for themselves. And if they are about their father's business in the kingdom of darkness, they are not looking out for us. We have got to look out for ourselves and protect our own assets and our own families. It's time for a change. It is definitely time for a change. It's no doubt about it. And it's time for the children of God to wake up, to recognize what's going on in the world today. And if you don't have a strong relationship with the Lord, it's definitely time to work on building up and strengthening your relationship with the Lord. 1 Peter 5 8 tells us, it admonishes us to be sober, be vigilant. We have to be on watchful. We have to recognize, we have to be alert, and we have to see what's coming ahead. That's what being diligent is. You're looking out to see what's coming at you. And if you're not tuned into the Spirit of God, then you're going to miss it, because you're going to be so caught up in the hype and the rhetoric. You know, I was talking to some people earlier today, and they were saying, well, I didn't really hear what I wanted to hear. You know, they both sound the same, and it's kind of hard to decide. Well, what are you hearing from God? You know, that's who we're supposed to be listening in, listening to His voice. We're supposed to be tuning in to the Spirit of God and listening to His voice, and not trying to hear what some man has to say about what he's going to do, and he don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. doesn't the Bible say that we don't know what's going on? We can't even count the numbers of hair on our head. So how can somebody stand there and tell you what they're going to do, which they really don't have any control of anyway? Because they're still accountable to the House of Representatives, to the Congress, to the Senate, et cetera. So can't nobody go into office and say, stand here and tell you that they're going to do this and do that and go into office and make all these changes? Because they don't have the power to do that in and of themselves. So we have to watch that, and we can't get caught up, as children of God, we can't get caught up in that political rhetoric. The debate, the real debate, is between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. Now, which one are you going to vote for? Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, don't roaring lions make a lot of noise? Walk about seeking whom he may desire. And I have another guest in the chat room. I thank you for visiting with us tonight. I'd like to give out the phone number to call in one last time. The number is 646-716-5180. So in spite of everything that you hear out of this debate, and I believe the debate is coming up between the two vice presidential candidates either this week or next week, just keep in mind that God is the author and finisher of our faith. Can't nobody make you a promise about what's going to happen tomorrow, because, like I said, they don't even know. No matter what's coming down, no matter what's going on in these other countries, if you stay strong in the Lord and stand firm in the Word of God, what can separate you from that? We already know the end. We win in the end. Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or the sword separate you from the Word of God? It shouldn't. And again, in Matthew 24:6-7, it tells us we're going to hear about wars and rumors of war. That was the biggest part of that debate. Like 5 or 6 questions toward the end of it was talking about foreign policies. We have 2 wars going on right now in this country. So the Bible, that's biblical. It tells us it's going to be wars and rumors of wars. And it also says not to be troubled, because all of these things must come to be. But don't worry, it's not the end of the world. So that's the answer to that question, for those of you who are asking if we're living in the last days. Excuse me. So, and Matthew is telling us it's not the end. He's telling us that nations are going to rise up against nations and kingdom against kingdom. So we already have the nations because they're warring against each other, but we have to look at the kingdoms that are rising up right now. And again, we got the kingdom of God versus the kingdom of darkness, and that's the bottom line. So which kingdom do you belong to? Are you going to stay connected to the power source, the kingdom of God, or are you going to get unplugged and stay in the kingdom of darkness and get caught up in all this political rhetoric and stuff that's going on? God spoke all these things to us in his word so that we can have peace. We don't have to worry about it. You know, I hear people when they were talking about the bailout and all these financial institutions closing, banks are closing, people have all this their life savings in the bank. And another thing I wanted to say also in that same vein, you know, Sarah Palin is talking about, I can see Russia from my back door. You know, I see a vision that we're going into another Great Depression. Honey, she needs to get some new glasses because that's not my vision. You know, as long as I stay connected, as long as you stay connected to God, again, we don't have to accept that for us. Yes, we have got to show the world the power. This is a time for the saints of God to come together. We have got to be praying like crazy for this nation. We have got to stand up strong and represent God and let the power and his anointing work and operate through us. We don't have to run around scared talking about the economy's in the bay. I'm scared I'm going to lose my house. I'm scared I'm going to lose my job. I might not have a job tomorrow. Honey, if God is your, so he's got the master plan. It's already been written. The script has already been laid out for us in the Word of God. And if we follow that script, what can man do to us? If God is for us, then who can be against us? Matthew 24:13 tells us, and we have about 4 minutes left of the show, that he who endures to the end shall be saved. And whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So I'd like to invite you, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you're not a part of the kingdom of God, then get with his program. Romans 10:9 tells us, and it's simple. All you have to do is confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, is Lord. And if you just believe that in your heart, that God did raise him from the dead, then the Bible tells us that you'll be saved. You'll be saved in the end. But just because we're saved and just because we're part of the kingdom of God don't mean we're not going to go through some stuff. We're witnessing historical events unfold at warp speed, it seems like. And it seems like time is speeding up, and we're trying to speed up to catch up with time. And we get caught up in a lot of things. But, again, we have to put our faith and our trust and our hope in God and stay a part of the kingdom of God and don't waver. We can't serve two masters. Yes, we're in the world. We're born in this physical world. But we don't have to adopt the philosophies and the mentality of this world. So regardless of how smooth talking Barack Obama is, and he, I don't really think he's that smooth talking, but he's an eloquent talker. McCain is, he leaves a lot to be desired. You know, the point is we do have to go out and vote for one or the other, so the lesser of the two evils. Exercise your right to vote. That is your civic duty. Go out to the polls and vote on November 4th. They have early one vote, one-stop voting starts in North Carolina. I believe it's the 10th or the 11th of October. If you're not registered to vote, register. The last day in North Carolina to register to vote is October 10th. You still need to register to vote. If you change your address, you need to register to vote. Contact your local Board of Elections. Fill out whatever forms you need, but register to vote. I'm trying to pull up this one and to share with you as far as the schedule. But in any case, get out and vote. Make your vote count. Don't think that that vote don't count. Right now we have over 2 million registered Democrats here in North Carolina and about a million or so registered Republicans. So that should tell you something right there. If they all exercise their rights to vote, then it'll be quite obvious who will win this election. This is an important election for a lot of different reasons. So just listen to your heart, stay tuned into the Spirit of God, and govern yourself according to the Spirit of God. Thank you so much for tuning into In the Spirit on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Tafwe, and that will do it for tonight's show. Again, I look forward to coming back. I look forward to talking with you again next week. And I have a guest that will be on the show on October 11th, I believe it is, Dr. Tartt, a noted relationship doctor. So I'm looking forward to having him on the show, and I hope you have a chance to tune in and listen to that show. And with that said, I'll thank you for tuning into the show, and I look forward to talking with you soon. Have a blessed evening. Thank you.